You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We'll head now to Columbia University in New York. On Monday, a bespectacled man named Mike Pride walked to a podium ready to make a big announcement.
Just making sure I have the right envelope. The Pulitzer Prize for breaking news reporting goes to the staff of the East Bay Times.
The Pulitzer Prize was awarded for, quote, relentless coverage of the ghost ship fire and for reporting after the tragedy that exposed the city's failure to take actions that might have prevented it. Neil Chase is executive director of the Bay Area News Group, which oversees the East Bay Times. KALW's Ben Trefney reached him in his office to talk about what it took to win journalism's top honor.
When the ghost ship fire erupted, how did East Bay Times and Bay Area News Group handle that breaking news?
Well, you know, this story started a little before 4 o'clock in the morning, like so many stories in Oakland have over the past 40-plus years. Harry Harris, who is a crime and breaking news reporter in Oakland and has been for decades, got a call from someone, as he often does, saying, hey, this is a big story, you need to know about it. And so he was the first one to hear about it. He raised the alarm, got some other people going. And by daybreak, we had a handful of people already working the story and more people coming in all morning.
And to you, what do you think made your ghost ship coverage stand out the most?
You know, the competitions, these journalism competitions are very competitive, and we're competing against some of the best news organizations in the country. And so it's an honor to be even nominated, much less to win. As we look back at the judging on these contests, what we're seeing is a couple things that kept coming up. One is how quickly we got the initial story out there to let people know what was going on. Another is how much we updated it through the day and through the days after the fire constantly. And then there are, I think, two more pieces that really stood out. One is the fact that we immediately, within a couple hours of finding out about the fire, we launched the investigative reporting, the digging into building permits and inspection records and what the fire department had done, even on a Saturday, trying to get as much of that information as we could, as quickly as we could, to really understand what the story was behind this. And then at the end of the week, a week later, we did a long-form story that really walked people through everything that happened step by step through the entire time leading up to the fire itself, and the aftermath, so that a week later you could really give people as much as we know about the full context and the full story of what happened through that tragedy. And that's what I think stood out to some of the judges in these contests.
And now that you've won the Pulitzer for this coverage, looking back, what do you think you could have done better?
In a situation like this, where you don't know what's happening until you get out there and start looking at it, it's really hard to know exactly what to do, right? You always wish you were a little better organized. You wish you had all the right people in the right places at the right time. If we had known how long it was going to go on, we might have tried to figure out a better way to support the reporters that were out there, especially as it got cold during the week, standing outside there at the fire scene. But overall, I'm real proud of what this team did. Everybody got out there and did what they know how to do, what they've been trained to do. It's an instinct you build up pretty quickly in journalism. And so there's not a lot to regret about this story, except, of course, the key fact that we shouldn't have won the Pulitzer Prize and we shouldn't have had to do this story, because these people should not have died in that fire. You know, this is our community. The people who are covering this story live in the Bay Area. Many of them live in Oakland. A lot of people covering the story either knew somebody who died in the fire or knew somebody who knew someone. And it's a very personal story. As much as you want to try to be objective, there's nothing objective about 36 young people dying in a tragic fire. It's a horrible story, and I'm very proud of the people who covered it so well under tough circumstances, but this is not the way you want to win journalism awards.
And I saw that the organization donated the prize money to victims' causes.
Yeah, we've won a couple awards for the ghost ship coverage now, and this is the second one that came with a cash award. And you know, usually in a journalism contest, if a story is done by a particular person, somebody wins for a great investigative report or great editorial writing or something like that. If there's a cash award, it would go to the person who did the work. when it's a team award like this, you might say, oh, let's use the money for something internal, let's use the money for the staff, let's use the money to set up a scholarship for journalism somewhere, or something like that. In this case, we took a very short amount of time to decide that the one and only right thing to do is to have this money go to the funds that are supporting the victims' families. There's so much damage that can't be fixed with money, but if this can help a little bit, we want the money to go there, and the organizations that provide the prize money are very much in favor of that, and we're happy to hear us do that.
That's Neil Chase. He's executive editor of Bay Area News Group. So your organization, like many news organizations, has had to make several cuts in recent years, and clearly the result of that for you has been earning a Pulitzer Prize. that probably isn't the case for everybody. But I'm wondering, how has Bay Area News Group changed, and why have changes been made necessary?
Yeah, this is a time of tremendous change in the news business, right? The U.S. newspaper industry as a whole has lost a vast amount. 80% of its revenue has gone away in the past 17 years since the peak in the year 2000. And so we're in a different business. It has changed a lot. There was a time when there were more different newspapers serving the Bay Area. And the East Bay Times last week had its first birthday. Now, the East Bay Times is comprised of the Oakland Tribune and the Contra Costa Times and several other papers from Alameda and Contra Costa counties, which have decades of history behind them. And certainly the journalists who've been working at those places for a long time are still part of our team. So we do have fewer people in the news organization than we used to. We have to be more creative about how we cover things, and we are doing more work, right? We're putting out a newspaper as well as publishing online and through social channels and lots of other methods. And so, you know, we don't have enough people to do the breadth of coverage we might have done 17 years ago, but we have plenty of people to cover a story like this that is the kind of thing that everybody gets involved with. So this wasn't a story for the Metro reporters or the City Desk reporters. Or one newsroom. This was a story covered by Bay Area News Group reporters from all over the Bay Area, from our Oakland and Walnut Creek and Pleasanton and San Jose newsrooms and others. Everybody pitched in. And as small as we are now compared to the size we used to be, that's not an excuse. That's not a reason to do lower quality coverage. There are much smaller news organizations doing fantastic jobs every day in the Bay Area. Covering stories very well, winning awards themselves, breaking news. We have a lot of good people here and a lot of professional people who are very passionate about what they do. And when you need to cover that big story and throw everybody at it, that's what we can do, and that's what we need to do to make sure people still get the coverage they need and the journalism that a society and a community demand.